Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Traded it all in for a life of sin. That old beat up this is Josh Pankey, and you're listening to Donnie fucking Cash's White Trash Revival, keeping real country music alive for the real country fans. Keep on keeping on, motherfuckers, yeah!
Alrighty, thank you to Melly Wilson at Dirthag Country Radio for starting the night off right. And upcoming after me is Joshy P with Outlaw Radio Chicago. That's the real reason why you guys listen to us on Tuesday nights, to hear Outlaw Radio Chicago. Best fucking show ever. Alright, well, welcome to White Trash Revival. This is episode 79. And I am Donnie fucking Cash. Got a real good show lined up for y'all tonight. I got an interview with Ray Lawrence Jr. So stay tuned for that. And got a few songs here for you to hear. But the show's going to consist mostly of the interview. It's about 20 minutes, something like that. Longer than I could last between the sheets when I'm trying to pleasure my old lady. You know, shit just ain't the same when you get older. You know what I'm saying? I started off the show tonight with some Waylon Speed with the Minor Blues. I know what that's all about, the Minor Blues. Ain't nothing worse than a smoking hot chick that's not of consensual age.
Yo. stealing him from the rich kids next door. I grew up fast, I grew up mean. A thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. Now I just wander through a real bad dream, watching it all come apart at the seams. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. It's a Tennessee whiskey, got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, can go a week without doing wrong. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7.
Sin.
All right, leading us off in this set right here was Crazy Water with Train of Regret. I followed that with Devil Makes Three off of their new live CD, Smash and Stomp, Old Number 7. Great fucking song, Old Number 7. Can't go wrong with good old Number 7, except when you drink a little too much of it and you tend to get sick everywhere, like on the back of some fat chick's neck when you're hitting her doggy style. You know, that just don't go over too well in my book, folks, but, you know, I just keep on trucking. Keep on trucking, keep on fucking. I ended the set with Caitlin Rose with Sinful Wishing Well. I sure would like to have one of them. I'd wish for something very sinful and delightful, like an elderly lady with a pussy for a trach hole. You couldn't top that. All right, well, let's go ahead and play a couple songs here by Ray Lawrence Jr. and go ahead and get in the interview. So, yeah, enjoy.
Ready?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
think we got something there. Try it anyhow.
You
want to
do your train song?
Yeah, let's try that one here. We have another cut of it with all the instrumentation. We'll just have some fun right here.
All right.
Here at Ray Lawrence Studio, sitting back on the bus with Hank 3, just having a good old time.
That's it.
Well, that long, lonesome train going down a line of day. We'll be carrying my blues away. When you hear that whistle moan, you won't be so all alone. Haven't heard so bad today. Every time I see a train just rolling down the line, I let the blues roll away and I feel fine. Then it won't hurt so bad when I think about my darling. Back in the day when she was mine.
Folks, with me on the phone, I have Ray Lawrence Jr. Ray, welcome to the White Trash Revival.
Hey, thank you, brother.
How's things going out your way?
A little starting to get a little chilly here tonight, but other than that, Arizona kind of stays high most of the time, so a lot of fun out here.
Well, Ray, it seems like that you have came out of nowhere and blew up the spot after being on Hank 3's CD. How long have you been doing this?
I started playing music, got into it about 5 years old, started playing guitar about age 14, and got into it, wasn't allowed to do much of the rock and roll thing in the house there, so basically it was like arts and country, and I'm going to play guitar, you know what I mean? That's why I got into that, and since, well, you know, I started out playing country music, might as well be Hank Williams and Johnny Cash, right?
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how did you first meet Hank 3?
About 2003, that was the show down at the Roxy. I talked to him a couple times on the Hank 3 message board. And there was a lot of things going on in music that I started finding out, wow, it's like I've been doing this stuff, playing little bars and clubs, and trying to do the same thing that he's doing. And he's brought it out in the open. It's a whole different deal. And that's what he was doing, what I wished I could have been doing.
Right.
Musically. Because a lot of this pop country was popping up. I was getting frustrated because the band I was playing at the time, they liked to play a lot of old school stuff. And I was like, are we wasting our time or what? And here comes Hank 3 all of a sudden, boom. hey, he's playing their old school stuff. He's sticking to his guns. I said, man, this is giving me a lot of inspiration to keep on with it. I like this. So I started hanging out with him. And one thing after another, next, go to the next show, start hanging out. And we just became friends over that time. And a lot of similarities in the likes of music and stuff. That's kind of a cool thing there. Plus, I've learned a lot from Shelton too. Things about like writing, things about like recording, doing, try to get to where you're doing it more yourself. Put your efforts and hard work into your art, and don't just try to be like Mr. Popstar and all of a sudden expect everything to be thrown in your lap. No, this ain't like that. You got to work at this. The real music, you got to put your heart and soul into it.
And it's probably been a real struggle, hasn't it?
It shows in your music when you put your efforts into it. I do all my own writing. I do covers of other people's stuff, but it's not real country. I'm not going to cover it. I do a lot of Hank Green stuff, a lot of Lucky Tuck stuff, a lot of Johnny Cash, Paycheck, Tiger, Hank Sr., and some of Wayne stuff. There's a lot of great writers out there.
So after you was on his CD, did you notice the popularity rising and stuff like that?
It was a trip because when we recorded on the bus, he said, the year after that, I'm going to record a song. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to be sitting here, he's going to be covering my song, this is going to be cool. You know, it's going to be okay, one writer getting somebody to cover his songs. And then I got this phone call. Bobby Frist and Jackson Chen called me up, and I'm half out of it because I got home from work and all that. And I'm like, hey, man, Shooter Jennings just played your stuff on the radio. I said, what do you mean you just played my stuff on the radio? I said, I thought Hank 3 was covering my song. He said, yes, again. He played two of Hank 3's songs, and he played two of your songs. I said, what the hell just happened here? I go, uh-oh. Next thing I know, the next day, I've got messages on Facebook going crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. I'm going, what the hell just happened here? I thought he was going to cover my songs. I record, I have me on, and that's never been done before.
So I'd say he's helped your stock tremendously then, right?
A lot. I owe that man my life. Shelton's like, he's a true artist, and he recognizes other artists. I've seen he put Wayne Hancock out there, up J.P. Beverly out there, so, and then here I am on the Hank 3 CD, and I'm like, yesterday I was nobody. Today, look at me. Gotta remember. You ever see that movie, The Crazy Heart?
Yep, I sure did.
Okay, and that song, I Used to Be Somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. That kind of, I used to be somebody, but now I am somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any tour lined up or anything like that?
There's a few shows I got coming up here. I'd like to get somebody out there who really knows how to put tours together, because I don't. I'm still learning stuff. I got, last I was told, I got the Bean Blossom Festival coming up here. I think that's in March. I got to double-check the date there because I'm not in the computer. That's going to be a big thing on Bill Monroe's ranch. A couple other parties going on. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And your CD now, Raw and Unplugged, that's the name of it, right?
Yeah, that is the name of that CD, and it's getting out there. We sent 5 copies of CD Baby. Those things sold out. They wanted 8 more. They just sold out. Now they want 4.
Okay, and where else can you pick up the CD at?
They tell me Amazon.com. We got the digital distribution thing going on with it. There's a record store here in Phoenix that has it, and that's their recall. Farmageddon's helping me do some stuff with them at their store, and I think they got an online store as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Sometimes I have people, I actually had somebody from England send me cash through the mail, and I sent them a CD straight across the water there, so that was kind of fun.
Now, from what I hear, the tours over there across the ocean are a lot better than here in America. Have you thought about maybe going over there?
If I can get over there, I would definitely do it in a heartbeat. I was stationed over in Germany when I was in the Army, so playing overseas is no big surprise there for me. So I'm like doing that kind of stuff.
You got some pretty unique songs on here. Where do you get your inspiration to write all these songs?
All the songs I get, stuff I've lived through, something I will be talking about at work or joking around or whatever. And just different things. I got to write it how I feel it. I get this tune going through my head up here on my way to the house, and something will hit me, and I got to start writing as soon as I get there. Because a lot of the songs on there that Flat Lizards Don't Love You, that was kind of the thing about trucking to grow up. That was, they don't love you. If you're in the truck stop trying to take all your money, and all these drivers got to know this stuff. Since I drove a truck, that's where I can, where I can. And a lot of the women I've been getting messages from, like that song Lucky Bastard. It's one of the shortest ones on there. And I don't know why they like it so much, but they do. But that's cool, though, because, you know, you never know what people are going to like until you put it out there.
Right on. All right, what can we expect from the future for Ray Lawrence Jr.?
I've got about 3-4 more CDs worth of material together right now. I just got to get them recorded. Some of them I have demo cuts of and whatnot, and working on getting some things out of the pawn shop here, because I had to do that to hold the roof over my head, so
yeah.
I'm working on that. I got this little Porter studio, doing it myself, kind of like the way Hank 3 does it. He's got a better studio than I got.
Yeah.
But just one of them will do the job.
Right on. Now, has he said anything about maybe taking you on tour with him or anything like that?
Now, that would be one hell of a party right there, let me tell you.
Hell yeah.
All he has to do is say the word, I'm on that bus.
Say the word and you're there, huh?
That's what I'm talking about. That his old band is really cool. Everybody, the whole staff, everything. All the folks to help them out. There's a real cool bunch of people there. And they do real music, but they're hard workers, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Shelton does run a little bit of tight shift there. That's a good thing, though.
Yep.
But you gotta work hard when you're doing what he's doing.
Yeah, definitely.
He's got his own label, and he does his music his own way. He don't have to ride no coattails. And anybody says that about Shelton don't know him that well.
Right.
Now, he don't ride his own coattails. People probably trying to ride his, but he's giving my career a kick in the ass and to make it move someplace.
Yeah, it's like you came out of nowhere, man. You gained all kinds of popularity, like, overnight, and it's awesome.
It's exciting as all hell, but, I mean, keeping it real, that's where I'm at right there. First and foremost, keeping it real.
Right on.
Keeping yourself balanced and to keep the perspective where it's supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Yep.
This ain't like, okay, you got this gift here and just expect it to just do things for you. You got to actually work with it, you know?
Yep. All right, Ray, how could people get in contact with you?
Go Ray Lawrence Jr. on Facebook, and that's pretty much how that is right there. Just get on your friend list, send a message, whatever.
Okay.
There's a lot of other folks down there. There's a lot of folks on the Hank 3 message board know how to get a hold of me.
Okay. And you can pick your CD up at CD Baby, right?
Yes. That's where we've been pushing it pretty much right now, because it's kind of hard for me to go ahead and since I get out of this here work thing, I'm doing some temporary work right now, maintenance stuff. It's kind of hard for me to get out to the house and put it in the mailbox and all that stuff, because sometimes I have to go over to my friend's house to get that and package everything up. A little easier that way. Because it's getting harder and harder to keep up with all this stuff.
I bet.
We're in operation here, folks. Helpers. I got my friend Carolyn helping me out. She's the one that actually helped me out when I was at the homeless shelter.
Okay.
Yeah, she heard me do that one song that's on the Hank 3 CD called When You Lose All You Have.
Yeah.
And I was at the shelter, and that next thing you know, here I am putting a CD out, and it was her idea to actually release the CD.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
She's got a band called Picked and Holler out here in Phoenix. They play old-time music, and she's a great fiddle player.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. If you ever get a chance to hear Picked and Holler, if you like old-time music, that's about as old-time as you're going to get.
Yeah, I like that old-time music.
So you use like a clawhammer style on the, what they call Fralin style on the banjo?
Yeah.
They use a backless banjo on that style for those listening that may not know what that is. they kind of a neat sound too. They do a little three part harmony. This is a three piece band.
Yeah.
But that's who's helped me out with a lot of this stuff. If it hadn't been for her doing all this, this would never happen. Of course, if it hadn't been for Hank Lee hooking me up, I'd never had those two songs on that CD.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of like, I'm playing and doing a lot of club dates and stuff like that, local stuff. And I don't know everything there is to know about this business, but I'm learning as I go. And it's kind of nice to have somebody that's been there, done that, kind of show you how it's done, you know?
Yep.
And that's how it was done back in the old days of country music. Kind of like those things that Daddy sang about family tradition, you know? Country music singers always being a real close family, and that's the way it used to be then. Nowadays, I don't think it's done that way.
Right.
Except for the way all those hillbillies are doing this stuff.
All right, Ray. Well, which song do you want to end the interview with there?
Oh, I don't know. Pick one out. There's a lot of them on there that a lot of folks like. So, The White Lizards Don't Love You is kind of a fun one. Lucky Bastards are one all the women like.
All righty. That sounds good to me.
Now, the public service announcement for you drivers out there in Party Row, careful, because you might catch something you ain't going to go home with.
All right, well, thank you, Ray.
Hey, welcome, sir.
Lot and listers don't love you. They take your money and they run. They're just professional company trying to have a little fun. Lot and listers want truckers. Nightmare of a trucker's wife. So stay away from Party Row if you don't want one in your life. When I pull into the TA, I stop for fuel and for sleep. I don't park nowhere near Party Row to get some loving that is cheap. I drive this truck to make money. I park this truck so I can spend a bunch of my hard-earned cash on a temporary friend. A lot of lizards don't love you. They take your money, then they run. They're just professional company trying to have a little fun. Lot of lizards want truckers. A nightmare of a trucker's wife. So stay away from Party Row if you don't want one in your life. Advertisements on the CD. Take it to channel 22. And if you turn your dial there, you'll find out just what they'll do. You tell them where to find you if you're looking for a thrill. Then you get a little loving for $100 bill. Lot of lizards don't love you. They take your money, then they run. They're just professional company trying to have a little fun. Lot of lizards love truckers. A nightmare of a trucker's wife. So stay away from Party Row if you don't want one in your life. So stay away from Party Row if you don't want one in your life. Then the bad luck follows me and goes everywhere I go. When it comes to matters of the heart, it's a good love I don't know.
as the good ones are all taken by bastards luckier than me. That's the reason I don't have a good one to love me. Well, he's a lucky bastard to be getting all your love, but even luckier to be the one who got to win your heart. He was blessed to get the best to make love to each night. Well, he's a lucky bastard, very lucky from the start. If I could find an angel even half as good as you, then I'd be a lucky bastard like the one that's loving you. But the good ones are all taken just as far as I can tell. Why, lucky bastard, get your love, I get to live in hell. Well, he's a lucky bastard to be getting all your love, and even luckier to be the one who got to win your heart. Well, he was blessed to get the best to make love to each night. Well, he's a lucky bastard, very lucky from the start. Yes, he's a lucky bastard, very lucky from the start.
You see, you just can't trust anyone. The first time I let a girl into my life and she tries to eat me.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going down to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We're going down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hill. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Go on to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. Into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Ha!
And all them women gonna make me and teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose my coat, 'cause I'm going down to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going down to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Well, you got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. You got the blues in my coat. I'm going down to Jackson. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. Now we're gonna move on.
But why was it so quiet, turning to a stealing? man that you gave to me. Here you stand, face full of cold reckoning. A dying light inside a cruel melody.
Last set here with Merle Haggard featuring Teresa Haggard with their rendition of Jackson. I dig that one. Followed that with Lainey Lane with Like Me Meaner. Sure enough, I love a gal that's mean, you know. I had a gal bust a bottle over my head once and I chubbed up instantaneously. Yes, I did. And my sister felt bad for hitting me over the head with that bottle. I ended the set with Austin Lucas with Darkness Out of Me. All right, well, I want to thank Ray Lawrence Jr. for doing the interview here tonight. And stay tuned for Joshy P. and Outlaw Radio Chicago. I'm going to end it tonight with Buck and Wheeler with Blood, Bled, Bleed. Good night, folks.
Well, I'm an old tread black eye, snake hitch, moon pie, crank banging, blood letting man. A teeth grinding, copper thief, soft palm tapestry, heat dwelling, low desert man. Parallel self-made sunburnt passer, white food having man. A king, a prince, a mayor, a pope, a captain, kind of man. Let blood, let blood, let blood, bleed, bleed. Let blood, let blood, let bleed. Let blood, let blood, let blood, bleed, bleed. Let blood, let blood, let bleed. Let blood, let blood, let blood, bleed, bleed. Let blood, let blood, let bleed. Let it curdle in the dirt and know.
the man. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 legged horsemen, they all limped right in. Earthquakes, they shake iguanas, oxygen, it ain't your friend. With satchel full of all them postcards I forgot to send. If you wanna make me happy, all you got to do is let blood, 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 let it curdle in the dirt and know that I'm your man. Sunburned passer, white boot having man, a king, a prince, a mayor, a pope, a captain kind of man. Let blood, let blood, let blood, let bleed, let blood, let blood, let bleed, let blood, let blood, let blood, let bleed, let blood, let blood, let bleed, let blood, let blood, let blood, let bleed, let blood, let blood, let bleed. Why let curdle in the dirt and a king, a prince, a mayor, a pope, a blood-letting captain, man.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.